This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations International Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said Tuesday that the closing of educational facilities due to the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in at least 40 million preschool students worldwide missing out on learning and development. New UNICEF research found that roughly 40% of children between the ages of three and five, and in 54 low- and middle-income countries were not receiving social, emotional, and cognitive stimulation from any adult in their household. The United Nations top diplomat for the Middle East peace process warned on Tuesday that a breakdown in cooperation between Israeli and Palestinian leadership over annexation threats is hampering the COVID-19 response. Israel has recorded more than 52,600 confirmed coronavirus cases and 422 deaths. The Palestinian Authority has confirmed over 9,200 cases and 64 fatalities. The two sides have seen tensions rise as Israel's coalition government, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, announced in May that it plans to annex about 30% of the West Bank, including Israeli settlements and areas populated mainly by Palestinians. Movement between Israel and the Palestinian territories remains heavily restricted, and the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt has been closed since mid-May. U.S. President Donald Trump held a coronavirus briefing on Tuesday at the White House. This as the number of COVID-19 infections and deaths in the United States rise while his poll numbers are falling. He exhorted everyone to get out to wear a mask in public, and he called on young people to avoid crowded bars to avoid infection. He said he expects the outbreak to get worse before it gets better. VOA News. Former longtime Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on trial Tuesday in Khartoum for his role in the military coup, which initially brought him to power 3 decades ago. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. The former head of state is already serving a 2-year prison term for corruption. He was ousted from power last year following nationwide anti-government protests. The 76-year-old Bashir and 16 others have been implicated in the 1989 military takeover of the government. The trial comes as Sudan's transitional government launches reforms with the goal of regaining acceptance among the international community. Sudan has also promised to hand over Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trials on war crimes and genocide charges related to the 2003 Darfur conflict, when rebels began an insurrection to protest the Sudanese government's disregard for the non-Arab people in the western region. At least 300,000 people died during the conflict, and millions of others were displaced. The UN's International Organization for Migration, or IOM, says more than 10,000 people in Yemen have fled their home since April in fear of contracting COVID-19. Nearly 6 years of conflict have displaced more than 3 million residents within their own country, again with the coronavirus being the latest cause of displacement. IOM spokesman Paul Dillion says the impact on the most vulnerable is particularly acute, with people even selling their children's clothes to meet basic needs. And former maids have been begging in the streets because employers are afraid to hire them lest they be infected. World Health Organization figures put the number of infections in Yemen at just over 1,600, including 445 deaths. But many aid agencies believe the numbers are much higher. The United Nations says COVID-19 humanitarian operations in Yemen are in deep trouble because of a massive funding shortage. To date, it has received just 14% of the $385 million it needs until the end of the year. U.S. Space Agency astronauts Bob Behnken and Chris Cassidy on Tuesday went on their fourth and final spacewalk at the International Space Station to complete the upgrade of the station's power supply system. The spacewalk is the fourth for the astronauts in under a month and the 10th spacewalk in each of their careers. In less than 2 weeks, Behnken and fellow commercial crew astronaut Doug Hurley, who monitored the spacewalk from inside, will depart the orbiting complex in the same SpaceX Dragon crew capsule in which they arrived at the end of May. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.